I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And joining us today, we have a couple of women who, Vicky's been here before, I think. I don't know about you, Sarah. Have you ever been here before?
My first time. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you. Vicky Emerson and Sarah Morris, who are both based in the Twin Cities, although they've both lived other places as well. And they're performing tonight at 7 at the Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College as part of their Hot Summer Nights concert series. In fact, I think you guys are kicking it off.
Yes.
All right. We are. Well, we're running a little late here, so I just want to get started with some music. Who wants to start?
Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Vicky's going to start here.
Yeah.
This is a song called Save All My Crying for Sunday Afternoons. This house is hollow. Silence is thick as leaves. Bitter pill swallowed, no longer belong to me. Hold these arms like a reverent prayer. I whisper your name to the sun. Light hits my face.
That's Vicky Emerson live from Studio A with some lovely harmonies there from Sarah Morris. That was a nice bonus. I didn't know you guys were going to harmonize with each other.
That's our show. I know. Can't help it.
Guys have been on a tour together called the Highways and Heartstrings Tour.
Yep.
That's what I was busy trying. I was trying to remember the name of it. I was looking here online. And how long have you been doing that?
That was our first one, and we are going, and we had so much fun, and it really was a good time, and had a really great show, so we're doing another one in the fall, and this time we're going to expand it into Iowa, as well as Wisconsin and Illinois.
Our first show was in May, so we did some in May, a little bit in June.
Yeah.
And now we've got a couple scattered in July and August.
Yep.
We'll be back up north area in Virginia in August.
And how have you guys just crossed paths on the Twin Cities music scene? Is that how you know each other and started doing shows together?
A radio DJ, Ellen Stanley, who does women folk out at KFAI in Minneapolis.
Oh, and who's been in our studio as Mother Banjo.
Mother Banjo,
right.
Yeah.
To me at least, she was like, you need to know Vicky because you're a mom who does music and Vicky's a mom who does music and you just have so much fun together.
Mm-hmm. And then I'd go do an in-studio with Ellen and she's like, have you run into Sarah Morris yet? You guys would just really hit it off.
Yeah,
and then finally...
Matchmaker.
She was our matchmaker.
That's great.
Matchmaker, make me a match.
So, Vicky, and you mentioned that you're both moms and trying to do your music around family, which you both kind of mention in your promo material. So I feel comfortable. I don't feel like I'm singling you out by asking you that.
It's a story.
Yeah.
It is a story.
And, Vicky, I think part of that is... what contributed to the name of your latest album, your third album, which is called Wake Me When the Wind Dies Down.
Yeah.
Tell me about that and what the significance of that.
Right. I was out in Montana for a wedding, and I was really just struck by how beautiful it was, but also how windy it was. We flew into Helena, and I thought our plane was going to crash. And I got off the plane, and the wind just sort of tossed me around all weekend. And it was the first time that I had kind of had a physical experience to what I'd really been feeling internally for a long time. I just felt like I was kind of thrown around. I wasn't sure what end was up, what was down. It was just, I was having a hard time bringing things into balance. And with my, being a wife and a mom and trying to do music. And what I discovered was that as soon as I kind of said yes to writing more songs and playing more music and saying, some of the stuff I can wait, the housework, it can wait, it, just finding a balance. Once I started saying kind of yes to having more music in my life, which has been part of my life ever since I was born, it was like all of a sudden things just shifted for me. And it sounds like it's so simple, but when you're in the middle of kind of that chaos, it's hard to sort of navigate.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
And you actually did take a little time off from music, I think.
A lot of time off when you
had kids.
Yep.
And, so at what point did you say, was that a turning point for you?
It was a huge turning.
I have to do music again.
Yes.
And so you made it work?
Yeah. And it's worked. It's been working really well. I mean, we have grandparents that step in to babysit. We have, some really good friends and babysitters that come to help if we need it. And my husband, he travels a lot for his job during the week, and he's willing to say, yeah, if you want to go out for the weekend and do some touring, I'll take the kids, and mm-hmm. we're all going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. and the album is fairly new, right?
Yes. Well, it came out in January.
Yeah, so so this year. And tell me about writing the songs for it then, after you kind of gave yourself permission to do that.
I mean, I did. I essentially gave myself permission.
Were they just waiting there like, come on, well, we've been waiting for you to notice us.
It was a little bit like that, like the song. Silhouette was the first one, and I feel like if you listen to the album, you're like, wow, that one's kind of sounds a little different than the rest. And I'd written that one like 2 years ago, and then I hadn't really written much of anything. And then when I finally gave myself permission, it was like 20 songs just dropped in my lap, and then we kind of weeded through the ones that I really felt kind of really held together as an album,
mm-hmm.
and that I really like to play the most, I guess, too.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's a good like,
yeah, when you want
to
play it over and over
right.
again, it's like, yeah, you're a keeper.
And tell me about making the album. You worked with Matt Patrick, who you've worked with in the past.
I did. I have a very deep respect for Matt, and we also have a friendship with his family. They were just over at my house for brunch on Sunday, so it's just like, It's so fun to go into a studio where you're looking at all your friends and say, let's make this record. Let's make it. And what we added this time that hasn't been on my other records, but which I think was kind of the thing that really brought it all together, was we had Jake Armading play fiddle. And I don't know, it just, like, we all sat in the room listening back and was like, oh, that's it. Like, now the sound is, the circle has closed. Like, that's the sound.
And you didn't even know it was missing until you heard it.
No, until he started playing. And we recorded it live, all the bed tracks, you know. So everybody was in the same room looking at each other.
What's a bed track? I read that somewhere and didn't
know
what
it meant. The bed track is, you know, you're the bass of the song. So you're looking at the drummer, the bass player, the fiddle player, electric guitar. And sometimes there was a lap steel player in there. And they have little isolation booths, but they can all see each other. And then the electric guitar player, bass player, and drummer were actually in the same room. So it's funny when you see these great musicians just start exchanging energy and ideas. And it came together so quickly. We recorded it in less than 3 days. And at the end of it, they all looked at me. They're like, do you have more songs? Because this was fun. Can we? And I was like,
great.
No, this is it. No, we're done.
Having done that with a band and having those songs fleshed out by a band, are you able to perform with the band much, especially
yes.
down in the Twin Cities? We
have a gig coming up on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, next Friday. Yeah, and we played one recently. So, yes, we are playing quite a bit. I play as a duo, I play as a band, and then Sarah and I have our thing, and occasionally I'll play a solo show, too.
Okay. So. Well, Sarah, let's turn to you. I think this is your first time in our studio, maybe?
Yeah,
Oh, okay. It
is.
Well, welcome. We're happy to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And so your story is similar to Vicky's, also in that you both lived other places and came back. And you spent time in Nashville, right?
I did, yes. I lived there for 4 years and bartended and waited tables and, you know, wrote songs and sang harmonies. And I call it the grad school of life.
And is that why you went there, was to be in
yes.
a music place and kind of soak that up and meet people? And
yeah, I'd graduated from college and with a degree in music ed, but I knew in my heart I didn't really want to teach. And I loved country songwriting. I knew I wanted to sing and on some level. And so I was like, well, I'll just move to Nashville. That sounds great. And it was great. It's a really lovely town. I had a very dear friend who also wanted to move. She was interested in music business. And so we just kind of went down there. We found a apartment online, but it was early. I mean, it was a long time ago. So like we didn't see a picture of it until we moved in. But we knew the address because it was near the Bluebird. And so we felt safe. So, and it worked out really well.
Well, great. So yeah. Wonderful experience all around.
It was, yes.
Well, that's great. And then what brought you to the Twin Cities?
So I'm from the Twin Cities, and my husband's from the Twin Cities, and we'd gotten married while we lived down there, because he ended up moving down there as well. And he wanted to go to law school, and there just were more law schools to choose from up here. And I've kind of felt like, you know, I've learned a lot, and it was time to, we knew that we'd eventually want kids and be by our families. And it was really good timing because I felt like I'd learned a lot writing wise, but that once I moved home and kind of took the yoke of trying to write a country hit off my, you know, it wasn't part of my deal anymore. I had a lot more fun writing, you know, so mm-hmm. I'm glad I learned everything and then I could kind of pick and choose what I wanted to keep.
Okay. Well, let's hear a tune and then we'll come back and chat a little Excellent. Bit more about what you might have learned along the way and about your latest album as
yeah.
well. What do you want to play for us?
This song is called Used to Be Mine, and it's actually, I wrote it after I left Tennessee. It's kind of like a love song to Nashville. Kind of green I only find in Tennessee, Tennessee. And I'm out walking through the blue, the kind of blue I feel when I think of you. And how you took me and you held me like the southern sky holds the light of the stars. I don't know how I got so far away from you and everything that you are. And you are a moment lost in time, a place I left behind, the home I tried to find. Now you only remind me what used to be mine. place I've never been. How can something so familiar make you feel like a stranger in your own skin? There's a time to fly, a time to land. Sometimes you gotta take a stand with the truth. And it doesn't matter where you go, it's how you love that makes you who you are. And you are a moment lost in time, the place I left behind, the home I tried to find. Now you only remind me of what it used to be.
That's Sarah Morris live from Studio A. And your latest album is called Ordinary Things, Sarah. Yeah. And I read that it came from a writing exercise that you were doing, like a songwriting exercise. Tell us about that.
It did. So kind of a lot like Vicky's realizations after I had my second child. I'd never taken an official break from music, but I had certainly not been writing. I'd played, you know, throughout my pregnancies and pretty soon after having both babies. And but I hadn't been creating new stuff. And I saw a Facebook post by someone I'd never met, but we were Facebook friends, advertising or encouraging people to sign up for this songwriter challenge that they were going to do. It was the summer of 2014. And every week they'd post a prompt, and you had a week to write a song about that prompt and then post a video of the song and like its brand new state to this Facebook page. And I just found it really exhilarating, and just what I needed to write was, I used to make writing this extraordinary thing where I was like, oh, I'll sit down and I'll find time to write, and it would never happen. And so I realized I needed to make music an ordinary thing, and it just had to be something I squeezed into all the small moments. And I still write that way. I do almost all of my songwriting through the challenges, and I like that because I'm kind of a perfectionist, but it like guards me from my perfectionism because the clock is ticking. I'm supposed to have a song on Saturday. I've only got bits and pieces, so we'll see. I'm going to write it on the way home tomorrow.
So is it hard for you then as a perfectionist to present something to people when, you know, you haven't had time to spend as much time as you'd like to polish it, and it's not perfect, and is it okay with you to hand that to the universe?
It totally was challenging at first, and now I'm kind of addicted a little bit. You know, I write the songs, and as soon as they're done, I go to my bathroom where the acoustics are solid, and I like the wall color, and it's a nice green, very invigorating, makes me look alive when I'm tired, and I make these videos and I put them on Facebook and people like them or they don't like them. And it's felt really good. I feel like I found a real sweet spot with the writing portion of my life.
Mm-hmm. And Vicky, I think I remember reading something like that from you too, that, you know, kind of having to juggle all these different things kind of helped you to let go
of
some of the things that had been holding you back, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think what Sarah just said is like you squeeze it into all the small moments. I remember before kids, I also was like, I would sit down. I mean, I would write all the time and every day. And now I know my style well enough, and I kind of am choosing, you know, what I want to write about. So if I'm chasing down something in my brain melodically or lyrically, and I know it's good, I'll pursue it. But if it's something that's just not clicking, I'll dump it and it'll go to the song graveyard to live. So I'm more efficient with my songwriting, I would say.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's a good skill to be forced to develop.
Agreed.
True. Yes.
Well, we're gonna run just a little bit late here. It's 3 o'clock, and this is KUMD Duluth. And Vicky, if you have one more song,
for I have us, a short
time
one.
To squeeze. Perfect. We have time to squeeze a short one in if you want to do that.
High in the sky, look at you shining brightly. I'll follow you home. High in the sky, look at you shining brightly. I'll follow you home. I will follow you. I will follow you all the way home. I will follow you. I will follow you all the way home. There have been days when I've lost my way, and you were the shadow. There have been days when I've lost my way, and you go the shadows away. I will follow you, I will follow you all the way home. I will follow you, I will follow you all the way home. I'll take a walk on Lake Calhoun. I close my eyes, I dream of you. Stars explode, you cast a light on my road. In the sky, look at you, shine your light on me. I'll follow you home. I will follow you, I will follow you all the way home. I will follow you, I will follow you all the way home. I will follow you, I will. All the way home.
That's Vicki Emerson live from Studio A along with Sarah Morris. Thanks, ladies. And again, they are going to be performing tonight at the Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College as part of the Hot Summer Nights concert series that is happening there. And that's at 7 o'clock. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean. And if you'd like to hear past sessions or find out more about upcoming sessions, you can go to the Live from Studio A page under programs at KUMD.org. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.